Welcome, we're Books and Baddies.
A reader's podcast for hotties who read hot books.
From YA slow burns to all out monster fucking. Join us as we break down shame about Santa
Embrace
Claus.
Embrace sexuality.
Chase wintry romance butterflies. And find joy in holiday literature that calls to us.
Ho, ho, ho. If you were that kid reading in the back of the classroom or near the Christmas tree.
This chaos mode podcast is for you.
Chaos mode. Yes. Okay. What are we wearing? This is an audio medium, as Cross likes to remind us, but I am in my Peanuts sweatshirt. We're going to be talking a lot about nuts.
Cute. I'm wearing my matching set that has both pants and a shirt.
Adorable.
Look at the little polar bears. And they're skiing and they're sledding. This feels like something that my little baby nephew
should
be wearing.
Very coordinated polar bears. That's so cute.
I wanted to buy him the matching set, but my brother said no.
Lame. Rude. I know. Honestly, ignore that. You don't need that energy in your life.
I know. No. I'm just going to disown him and keep his child.
Blocked. There you go. Immediately blocked. Blocked from the pod. I've got my little red flannel PJ pants, and I don't have any festive tops, but I'm wearing my From Blood and Ash murderous little creature sweatshirt, which has a red poppy, so I'm counting it as festive.
At least you're wearing It'll a top do. This time. Usually you're just topless recording.
I am. See, fun fact, it sounds like a joke, but it's actually real.
No, it's real.
I get really hot when we record.
You think we're joking. Or not.
You'll just watch. I wish sometimes that people could watch us record, because usually like my hair ends up on top of my head and my face turns bright red. Mary ends up with like a foot over the top of her couch and her arms are doing something and she's petting a dog. Kelsey is literally stripping layers off halfway through. That's just who we are.
And the reason is because I don't know if you know this, but air conditioning units are really loud.
Or you know who else is really loud? Kelsey.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, well, especially when I'm getting dicked down by Santa Claus.
Okay, speaking of.
If you guys, if our little baby baddies haven't noticed yet, this is a chaos mode episode. We call them baddie chatties. We go crazy off the tracks. Yeah. No outline, no notes, vibes.
Sometimes it doesn't include our dear, sweet loved ones, gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, Lindsay Daddy and Tiff. Was excommunicated. Yeah, Lindsay and Tiff aren't here. Daddy wasn't invited.
Yeah, he's just the holiday hoes.
It's just there's three hoes. It's the three of us.
The best part is that I'm wearing head to toe pajamas right now.
So ho.
And I have like my big white socks on and like a bra and then a tank
top.
We're
so sexy.
My necklace.
What's sexy.
Yeah. It's bra.
Should
off.
We all
tits low peanuts
quickly
sweatshirt over here? Yeah.
I love. No, I'm sorry. I'm not doing a great job. This is.
No, you're doing an amazing job. I just don't know that we can do anything.
You're
quickly.
Doing an amazing job, sweetie.
Should we go through our little names and what we're reading right now?
Sure.
That's what we normally do. I think we should do it. I can go first. Hi.
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 I'm Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Right now, I'm reading The Songbird and the Heart of Stone. It's by Carissa Broadbent. It's technically book three in the Crowns of Nyaxia series. I almost said Nyaxia.
Nyaxia. Okay. Nyaxia. I still am trying to get through.
The first one, The Serpent in the Wings of Night.
Yes. And I know you love it. And
Girl.
I'm trying for you.
Well, and I say third technically, but like Carissa wrote multiple other books in the universe. So I think there's like five total. There's a novella and another side book. They're so good, Mary. I promise.
I know they are. And I'm more than halfway in. So I just got to commit. I think it's just that I started reading it in the summer and it's not a summer book.
You need, it's so I was going to say, you not, need yeah, like a cozy a winter summer. Vibe yeah. book.
Exactly. Yeah. I know a place.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
I have a retreat coming. Anyway, hi, I'm Mary. Like I said, we can't do anything quickly. I am on the last 30% of the seasonally appropriate ever festive Wreck the Halls by Tessa Bailey. It's my first Tessa Bailey book, I think.
I haven't read that one, and I'm curious to know if that's actually a good representation of Tessa Bailey.
So I'm curious we'll to know that too.
I got to read some Quiffer book.
I have questions.
I know. We can talk about it.
Yes, Abby, we will. Mary has a list of things like, how does this work when man love woman?
No, it's probably closer to, why are there so many plot holes? And yeah. Maybe, and yeah, don't worry. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Annie, what you reading?
I am cross.
I'm cross. This is an audio medium.
I'm cross.
Hi, I'm Addie. I'm reading, to no surprise of anyone, a cowboy romance called Holding the Reins by Paisley Hope.
Wait, really? I thought it was like some reindeer porn thing.
No.
I'm so pumped.
It's not ho-ho-ho. It's yee-haw.
It's yee-fucking-haw. I just finished this book called Fragile Sanctuary. It's by Catherine Cowles, which is funny because her name has cow in it. It was traumatic. It was so
Why
much.
Is that funny?
It was so... Because cow, and it was small town. Because
cow.
Cowboy romance.
Got it. Also a cowboy romance?
It was like small town romance, but he's a former FBI profiler and she's has a lot going on. Anyways, it was well written, loved the characters, but I had to watch straight up Winnie the Pooh after I finished it because I couldn't fall asleep. Anyways, go read Holding the Reins by Paisley Hope because it's super adorable. And this man is like 6'5", covered in tattoos and hotter than fuck. And I'm quite literally interested in being rammed into a wall by him. And with that, I'll say myself out.
Yeah. No, don't. I just love that, like, I know you love a book character when you want them to, like, slam you into a wall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like we need love a count. Language. I think we need a count of, like, which of the male character, like, book boyfriends you've said that about. I know for sure Adam Driver. Like, I know that one for a fact.
Especially because his hands are, like, as big as my face.
Yeah, no, I know. You want him to just, like, face palm you into a wall because I
he
want
can
the
grab
same
a
thing.
Nice handful.
Not,
if you need it.
I want that for you, Addie. That's how much I love you. Addie wouldn't give sacrifice
oh,
it
thank you.
For me so that you could experience
my poor building
so.
Would be like, why does this girl have so many random holes in her walls? I'd be like, I don't know.
All these men are just
like they wouldn't notice Adam Driver walking through my hallway, but they notice a giant Addie sized hole on the eighth floor.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Okay, so the reason I paused after you were describing the character and Hold the Reins or something, what's it called?
Holding the Reins.
Yeehaw. The way you described him with talking about Santa Claus, I was like, imagine if Santa Claus looked like that and was holding the reins.
I would let him slay me all the way or put me in his sleigh and take me on a ride. I don't know.
He can run you over just like grandma.
I know what would happen. We would be making Rudolph's nose red just all night long.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Oh.
That would be jingling. Those balls would be jingling.
Yeah.
Those balls would be jingling.
Oh. Well, you know, Mary's the nutcracker, so we'd get them cracked pretty quickly.
He is the nutcracker.
I am. Just call me Clara.
There's too many puns.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? This is why the holiday romance genre exists.
For the puns.
It's so easy. It's low-hanging fruit. Like,
which?
Low-hanging fruit.
I feel like we have to talk about it. Do you guys both read holiday books, either romance or any of the genre? Mary, I know you just learned to read, so it's okay if you say no.
Yeah, right. So this is a complicated answer. Okay. No, but to be honest, I feel like I should have been this whole time. So the fact that I didn't even really realize it was a genre until this year is ridiculous. And because it wasn't Christmas, I didn't start until, 2 days ago. So this would be my first official one. But I mean, every time there's a series I love and there's like a Christmas scene, I go feral because I love Christmas. I'm a Christmas girly.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You are such a Christmas girly. So that's why it's like surprising
that's why I'm here.
You didn't. Yeah. I
that's
am
why
a
I was
big
invited.
Chris. I don't know if like the Christmas genre is like one of my favorite genres. It's more just that the volume of books I consume mean that I have a lot of like a lot of other I've read enough books that I have enough like holiday recs. And I read every time we do something like this, I'm like, okay, let me go and see like what I have that fits the genre. And I read a lot more Christmas books than I realized. So I think I can confidently say yes that I do.
And
I
do you like only read them in season. So like how many do you read in a month?
I read like 10 to 12 books a month.
That's insane.
Shit. What?
Yeah, Mary, I'm insane.
You are insane. You make me look illiterate.
She's a murderous little creature.
She's a murderous little creature.
No, I just have zero coping skills apart from reading. That's not actually true, but it kind of is. Yeah, I read like on a slow month, it's 8 books. On a good month, it's like 12.
That's amazing.
I'm not like other girls.
You just not watch TV, like at all.
No, I don't. That's it. I don't watch TV. I actually do not watch TV.
Amazing.
Which I just, and I think part of it is like every night I get in like at least 2 hours, 10 to midnight, I'm reading.
You stay until midnight every
night? She's an
night?
Inspiration to us all.
Yeah.
Get out there and read some porn, you guys.
That's what I'm doing. I know.
So, and Mary, just to clarify, when you read things sometimes that are just 90% porn, you can read them a lot faster.
Oh my god, yeah. Yes, that's true. But I promise it's not the only thing I'm reading.
No, I know, yeah, I'm just giving you shit.
You're an intellectual.
I know. I don't read as much that's intellectual. But
well,
I
the other way that you can read a crap ton, and also, especially speaking of holiday books, and I have fallen into this a lot, is like little cute Christmas or holiday novellas. Like I just listened to, mm-hmm. I had travel plans for Thanksgiving, and on the way there had too much time to kill at the airport, and so I found this cute little like couple hour long Audible original, which means that like it doesn't exist as a real book, it's purely audio only. Cool. And it was just like this cute little Christmassy romancy title, and I listened to it and I was like, boom, checked a book off my list, we're good to go, we're hitting that goal for the year.
Yeah,
so I feel that. Like sometimes it also matters, like are you reading a Court of Frost and Starlight over and over and over again, because then you're hitting like eight books in a week.
Right,
so real.
Which we'll talk about. I feel like that is your Christmas tradition, though. Like, get cozy.
Is reading Frost and Starlight. Yes.
It yeah.
Is. Which we'll is a Christmas it. Book. And so you, like, it read is. That yes. every.
Yeah, right. But, like, does that count as me reading four books or one book four times?
I think that's four books. If you read it four times, that's four books.
Okay, then my body count is much higher.
So, like, I've read Christmas books outside of Christmas, but they are, like, so, like, one that I will always call back to, and, like, we can talk about it in a bit, is, like, Love Light Farms by B.K. Borison. It technically takes place like on a Christmas tree farm, because I've yelled at everybody to read this book. I love this series.
I know I haven't yet. I'm so sorry.
I love this series. B.K. Borison writes some of the
most
realistic, best smut I've ever read in my whole life, and I read a lot of fan fiction. And like the first book is technically on a Christmas tree farm. I know. Yeah. Like the first book is technically on a Christmas tree farm, and it is a Christmas book, but the rest of them are like in the same town as the Christmas tree farm. So I don't really consider them holiday books. So there's also books like that that like, or like I just finished another one.
Or like they're not holiday romance, but they're
Hallmark. And it's like, yeah, like they're going home for the holidays. It's like there's stuff like that where like you can kind of read from like after Halloween to New Year's ish. Yeah, I don't know. I like the vibes of holiday reads.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, I think that's fair.
And to be honest, I think I just need to shift my love of like Netflix original Christmas movies, like The Princess Switch and like the Royal, what is it called? The Royal Baby, The Royal Wedding,
There's like the Royal Wedding one. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, those ones, the one where they go home like the night before, like all of the Netflix original ones that I'm obsessed with. I can just transfer to my Kindle in some form.
Exactly. Yeah, it's,
but also like
absolutely.
You can make that whole experience of watching a movie into how you like to set up to read. Like,
true. Right.
Like, when I'm reading a holiday book, like, my Christmas tree is on. I have my, like, pine-scented candle going. I've poured a nice glass of whatever I'm drinking these days. Like,
what
I've
are
got
you
my
drinking
cozy.
These days? What do you recommend?
Right now, it's my buddy Kimmy C. Kim Crawford.
I hate Kim Crawford. Gross.
Really? He's a great guy.
Love Savvy Bees,
but yeah, too. Really bees. But French Savvy Bees, and not.
No, I'm. I like New Zealand Savvy Bees, for sure. This I like them crisp an and tart and bitter, just like my
but that's,
soul.
Okay, so that's your but holiday like, drink, though, is a Kimmy C.
Yeah, but like, or like, I'll make like a cup of something warm to drink, or like a little hot toddy. Have my cozy blanket, all my stuffy animals, because I live alone, like a small child. Like, if you make the vibes, then it's like such a cozy experience. Like some people do it with movies, but like we do it with books.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm just
You always
doing.
Talk about Mary, like, or like, Kelsey, I know you do this too. Like, you love the vibe of reading.
Sometimes more than reading itself. I'll have the book and then I'll open my phone.
I love those TikToks that are like, so hey, real. This is a,
get
this
it
is
all
a fact check.
Yeah. Scrolls TikTok.
Yeah. And doesn't respond to our messages on TikTok still.
I know. Forgot that that's a choice that we can make.
Oh my God. Okay. Hot take. Okay. Well, not hot take. Hot. It's not hot.
It's cold.
You're hot.
It's normal.
Medium,
it's
lukewarm
normal
temperature. Inside information for everyone listening. We have, so you've maybe heard about it. We have our group text. We call it Chaos.
Wow.
And we have a TikTok message, group message called for like Chaos Talk, whatever.
We're
and
funny.
Addie and I are the only two bitches in this crew who are chronically online. And so Addie and I send each other so many
TikToks. I at least get paid to be chronically online.
I don't. I just am. And so we send each other so many fucking messages. And at one point, Addie like saw something that was... Because here's another inside secret. Addie is like the brains behind our social media. And then I'm just like her little minion.
Stop. Mm-hmm. No.
And Addie will find TikToks and she'll be like, this is awesome. We should do this. And she like shared that in the TikTok message. And I was like, babe, this is so great. But no one is here but us. And you need to tell them.
Like I literally sent it. I was like, does anybody have good ideas for this trend? It was the reverse like, camera trend. And you literally were like, babe, I love you, but send this to the chaos text message.
No one's like, looking
wait,
at
was
this.
That the Tower and of Dawn one? Because I love that one.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The line
yes.
Thank you.
So good.
I was so proud of it.
And you should have made me do it, though, because I would have been like, whoop. This book is so underappreciated. The baddie should love it more.
Fuck.
It is you. It is a you thing. Oh my god.
We're not even opening the can of worms for you to talk about Tower of Dawn or Kale tonight.
No.
So we did. We went full fucking out on our decorations outside this year. Big tree right outside the bay window. Wrapped. Wrapped, baby. Ooh. From.
I'm getting turned on from that.
Trunk to. About midway because I didn't want Jack to kill himself, and then out to the branches as well, and it looks gorgeous. And then we have icicle lights going down the line of the house.
Ooh.
That looks great. So that all I can see from my bay window, and then in the bay window I've got the Dickens Village. If your family ever had the Dickens Village set up, you know what I'm talking about.
No, but I love.
It's like, you know, Charles Dickens, like all the different houses and stuff from the story.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Kelsey definitely thought it was a different kind of Dickens.
Yeah, and she's like, Dickens, say more about that. Say more. Kelsey's like, Christmas tree.
It's like a bunch of tiny brothels. No, sorry.
Christmas tree lit. Definitely a hot toddy or a glass of red wine. I'm into Juggernaut right now. So that's the vibe.
Love.
And I have the blanket that I used to like wrap myself in and wait for Santa. So that's what I
cute.
Now read my holiday smut. So very wholesome.
When you're reading a holiday book or consuming holiday content, as my brother would like to say, he calls it consuming
very
content.
Poetic. Yeah. Ew.
Do you like a sweet treat? Do you like a salty treat? Do you like a little snacky?
Well, today I got as a little giftie from my mother-in-law a box of chocolates, and I may have eaten 6 to 12 of them while I was eating. When I was reading.
Yummy, yummy.
So yeah, I like a sweet treat. Or like mixed nuts, you know?
Oh, sure.
You do love to crack nuts.
I do.
I love how that's like the thing.
What about you, Addie? No, Addie, you already answered the question. Fuck off.
I was going to say, girl, were you listening to me?
Can I share my setup?
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelsey, I've been waiting to know. What is your setup?
I am easy to please. I just need like a crackling fire live stream in the background.
Ooh.
That's it.
YouTube?
That's literally it. Yeah, YouTube. Netflix has a good one.
So does Disney Plus. They have Arendelle's Yule Log. It's awesome.
Yeah, but I don't pay for Disney Plus because I'm not a Disney bitch. I'm so sorry.
That was like really aggressive, Kelsey.
That was the end of this. Wait, question though. Do you, Kelsey, this is like this is a hot topic. This is a hot topic with my family lately too. Is like I like to wear my over the ear noise canceling headphones when I'm reading.
Weird.
Really?
When you're alone?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that I don't get get distracted like so easily because I have the ADHDs. But like I like that I'm in my little own trap where like no one, like I'm not distracted by outside noise or my ice maker kicking on or my upstairs neighbors having a party. Like, do you like the sound over the speakers or in headphones? Do you
speakers,
like me whispering in your ear?
Definitely speakers, but the speakers are my phone. Like okay. It's never
it's not as complicated.
I feel like I struggle to read in silence because I don't know if it's just that I had 3 other siblings plus like a million dogs growing up, but like if it's really quiet,
I like
my
brain
thoughts
sounds.
Will wander.
So
like,
where do you do music? Like what?
No, I need to introduce you to rain sounds or ocean sounds or like white noise like that.
Truly focus better when more people are talking.
Spotify Wrapped is about to come out and my top one is going to be like a 55-minute Brian Eno ambient piece because it's what I like to listen to when I read because it's just like little ethereal bubble noises kind of almost. Like you need something like that because then it's enough to satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it scratches that itch, but it doesn't give you enough to pay attention to lyrically or sonically. Yeah. So like you're not paying attention to like Taylor Swift. You're like just hearing other noise so that it cancels out.
Yeah.
The way that your brain thinks.
I do like there's a playlist on Spotify. It's like Ralph Lauren store polo bar.
Oh my god.
And it's just jazz but like baby jazz and it's kind of perfect. But I do also kind of need people talking around me to truly feel settled in. Like if Jack's me watching football and like talking to his brother or whatever and we're at the cabin, it's ideal.
Isn't there like a website that's like a coffee shop and like coffee shop
and
like
that
ambience?
Might be perfect. Yeah.
But like
that's so wild. I need like silence or I need very quiet noise. Like the crackling fire is not loud. I need like a rainy day, but not in the Christmas. Not Christmas time.
I need something to do with my hands, which is usually a hair tie or something.
Mm-hmm. Like a fidget toy.
Like something, yeah, like something to do with my hands. And then usually I like sound, like music, either classical music or rain sounds or something or ambient music and noise canceling headphones. But like,
For some reason, I thought you were saying that it was the music is playing, but then you would put the noise canceling headphones over so you didn't hear it. Oh, no. I realize now.
I meant like I am alone in my home listening to music in my headphones, which by the way, in case you're clearly listening to this and not watching me do this, I keep on taking my hands and putting them over my ears.
Like, she does.
I'm
pretending
to wear my headphones.
You're like, this is headphone signal.
And people are like, what the fuck is this girl on?
I know this is a chatty, so we can get off the rails, but I'm going to re-rail us. I'm going to rail us so hard back on track. Railed. I want to talk about
railed by
holiday books. I want to talk about holiday books. We've set the scene.
Yeah.
We know we're visualizing.
Yes, I'm here.
Before we get into some book recs, a couple book-related questions. When you're reading holiday books, and Mary, I know this is your first one, so I think you can answer this hypothetically if you want. What are you looking for in your holiday book? Are you looking for Lifetime Hallmark movie energy or like very realistic? Like what do you want out of your holiday read?
I want a scruffy man in the beat up truck and the girls coming from the big city to like relearn the magic of Christmas. And they like buy an inn together at the end and she bakes scones. Like, that's what I want.
Ooh. Like a virgin. Hallmark. Reading holiday books for the very first time. I'm clearly very good at singing.
You were a beautiful singer. What about you, Addie?
No. Mary, yes to all of that. And I have many recommendations.
And the truck has to be red.
Otherwise, I need you to read Lovelight Farms right now.
It's what a Christmas tree.
Red color, non-political.
You are abandoning anything that you're reading right now, and I'm going to make you read the Lovelight Farms series. Kelsey, what about you, though? Are you a Hallmark, or do you want realistic? Do you want Santa to come down your chimney? What is it called? Chimney?
Santa to come up
my
chimney.
Do you want to stuff your stocking?
I want to get stuffed, yeah. No, I think my Christmas books are... Addie's laughing really hard.
I want him to unwrap your package.
Caught me off guard. Oh, yeah. I want to unwrap his package. I want to drink his milk and cookies. I want to drink so much milk. So much. Copious amounts of milk. No, honestly, okay, first thing first, when I'm reading Christmas books, I think if I'm being honest, I want the dirty ones.
Like, well, yeah.
The
spirit of the holidays.
That's it. Like, so many of my racks, I think, are very dirty. But
it's
I'm
not Christmas
cheesy,
unless
like,
someone's getting railed.
Yeah, exactly. Unless someone's getting run over is what it is for me.
Yeah,
slammed into a wall, all the things. So yeah, I can do both. I think I'm looking for something like a little kitschy, silly, in the same way that I like to read like kind of tongue-in-cheek, like monster or like crazy out there books. I feel the same way about like niche stuff. Like
so if you came in to listen to like some hyper-realistic, like working through emotional trauma between families and the nuances of celebrating Christmas and families, this might not be the podcast for you. But
I mean, I have some, yeah, I'm like, well I'm not against that. Like, that sounds interesting too.
Me either. I just have zero recommendations.
Just to clarify, Kelsey wants to make sure that the book has swallowing, not spitting, the milk and cookies.
It depends on what
she wants her stocking stuffed.
I do.
She wants to go up and down the chimney until there's enough friction to start the fire.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
And she wants to unwrap
what should we read,
every
Kelsey?
Present.
What should we read?
Oh my God.
Drop the Rex, bitch.
Okay. I do have a few. I know. Yeah, I think Addie and I were giggling about this earlier and we'd shared some Christmas book recs in the chat. I think I was going through like my favorite holiday books. I know I just talked a lot about dirty ones. I think my favorite holiday, like, and I'll be honest too, I'll just say most of my holiday books are just Christmas books. I have not done a lot in other
Where's
holiday
the Hanukkah
themes,
representation? So. Come on, Kelsey.
I know. So my favorite, I think, holiday book is In a Holidays by Christina Loren. I love Christina Loren.
She wrote The Unhoneymooners or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Loved. And Beautiful Bastard, which is Twilight fan fiction that I fucking love. Oh, that's right. And a ton of other stuff. I love them. I love everything the two of them write. In a Holidays is just a damn good Christmas book. I don't even fucking remember what it's about. I just know it's great.
What happens in it? Paint me a picture.
Let's look. Yeah. Paint me a good picture. Question.
Is it like big city, small town? Is there a bakery? Is there a
give
red truck?
Give me 2 minutes to. There is no red truck. It is not small town.
Is there fucking?
I don't even like remember. Yeah, there's fucking. There's always fucking. Oh, she's in a Utah. She's in a snowy Utah cabin. You love how I'm like, this book is so cute.
I loved it. Here we go. Can't tell you what it's about.
I can't remember the book I'm reading right now, Kelsey.
I did write a review. This is why I write a review for everything I read, because I don't remember.
Okay, you do that. You read 2 hours a day and you're chronically online. When do you sleep?
She doesn't.
I get 8 hours.
Oh my God.
I just don't have friends. Here was my review.
You have more friends than anybody I've ever met in my life. You're like I every day on Instagram. Party.
There like, was like 100 drinks, people like, doing there. This.
Like, okay, here's my review for In a Holidays. A quintessential Christmas romance full of mistletoe, mayhem, and magic. Mm. Mandrew and Maisie forever. Don't know what
That's
that
means. That's a lot of M's. Way to go on the alliteration.
Yeah, I think that was the point.
His name is Mandrew? Like, Mandrew?
I think it's a joke. I think his name is Andrew, but I think the joke is that he goes by Mandrew. I literally don't remember this book. I should reread
like Mandrake.
It. But it was really fun. It was great. I don't know what the fuck happens. You're going to have to read it and find out and then tell me. Maybe I'll reread
great,
it.
Great. And then we'll just do another bad
chatty
word.
I tell you.
I talk about it. And then I forget too.
So we talk about it. I do have some recs that I do remember, though.
Perfect.
Buckle up.
If you want something nasty, one of my favorite Christmas reads is Gifting Me to His Best Friend by Katie Robert.
Oh my God.
I just saw Mary write that one down.
It is a throuple book. It's a couple and his best friend, they like both are into. So they like just have a ton of sex in front of the Christmas tree. And that's like literally, this is one of the most dirty books I've ever read, because like 80% of the book is just erotica. Like the plot is just fucking. There's nothing else.
I love it.
Just hear Mary go, oh. Having a ton of sex. Like, that's it. Similarly, this is a really similar plot. It's called Trick Shot. It's in the series called Brother Puckers by Kayla Gross.
Hello.
Or Gross. Sounds like I don't know how to say her name.
Kayla Nasty.
It
Kayla
is.
Gross. Yeah. Like Kayla Nasty.
It is. Kayla's getting gross. See, it's probably it's G-R-O-S-S-E. What if it's like grosse or like she has I don't know, gross
she's
or something.
Grosse.
I was just like grosse. She's gross. Well, anyway, I love her books. This is it's a hockey series. And
hi.
The guys Hello. In it, I think, are hockey players.
Hi.
Yeah, Addie, you would love this. But it's another thruple, like Christmas thruple book, which is why it's called Trick Shot. Because obviously, like if you know hockey, it's like it's the three thing.
I thought that was.
I don't know that.
But it's a Christmas thruple book. Yeah, I don't know sports. I
have
know
questions for later,
books.
But we're not going to ask them on camera. Or on.
I do want to ask you about A Merry Little Meet Cute, because I own it and I was considering it making my next one. Did you like
it? I did. I borrowed your copy. It's
oh, that's right. You did.
I did. I borrowed your copy last year because I was like, oh my God, I want to read this. It's by Julie Murphy and Sierra Simone. Sierra Simone, we fucking love. Julie Murphy's great too. She wrote Dumplin'. Which is a Netflix movie.
Yeah, I've seen
And then Sierra Simone has written like Priest and what's the book that
Lots
I've been
of hot
making?
Books.
Crossland's been reading it for like 2 years now.
I can't imagine.
Is he still reading American
that's,
like, something?
Insane. American Queen. Yeah. Why did I forget that? Yes. Yeah. I know. I think it's because it's dual POV, and so often when they do it that way, they're each writing the different POVs. That's what Christina Lauren does. But Merry Little Meet Cute is fucking awesome. It's really, I love Sierra Simone because she always figures out how to shoehorn in deconstructing religious trauma into like
love
everything.
That.
Love that.
I loved A Merry Little Meet Cute. It was fat positive. It was pro sex work and pro sexuality. Mm-hmm. The lead female character is a sex worker. Actually, I think everyone is a sex worker. Like, it's just a bunch of like porn representation in a really good way. It's right.
Okay,
it's about actually go ahead.
I was gonna say it's so funny because I feel like the way that this book is the way it's represented in like Barnes and Noble or any of your indie bookstores, the library, TikTok, Instagram, etc. A Merry Little Meet Cute is like adorable and sweet and happy and it's like But like the way that people talk about it, they don't talk about the fact that it's like sex workers and like, well, it's, you know what I mean? Like it's not framed to be that way out in public.
I think that's fair. But the back of the book, the first sentence says she works in adult film. So like, I think if you're not including that, it's a mistake.
So true.
Because it's very, like, it's pretty obviously explained. So I agree.
It's just crazy. Like, it sits on that table at Barnes & Noble. Like, it sits on that table of, like, holiday romance reads. And I'm like,
is anybody,
this is like the same thing I have with, like, Icebreaker and seventh grade libraries. Like, we need to talk about this.
Yes. No, that's fair. That's super fair. So, real quick.
It's in Vermont. I mean, how could you want anything more for a holiday?
I know.
Mary, I feel like this is such a missed genre for you. I feel like this is all books you'd love.
I know.
Well, this is why I'm here to learn.
A few more things to rattle off in it. It's actually fucking your childhood celebrity crush, which is awesome.
Love.
I'm your biggest OnlyFans fan, which is great. Dirty talk, Christmas flavored lube. So many gay side characters with moderately developed personalities, including lesbian moms. So we love that.
Love that.
Dual POV, like I mentioned. Hot and heavy holiday fucking. And figgy pudding. I think the lube figgy was pudding. Figgy pudding scented.
Like, I was going to ask if it's peppermint. That feels alarming.
Yeah.
Because you know how like there's peppermint lotion. Scary. And like if you put peppermint lipstick on it, like, or like lip like chapstick, it makes your lips buzz.
Yes. Yeah. And which I'm realizing
lips?
Now.
Wait, which lips?
I'm what?
Which lips?
Oh, the ones on top, girl boss.
Well, I was gonna say I just fell down.
You
this
got me
TikTok.
With that. You got me with that.
I just fell down this TikTok rabbit hole yesterday about honeypot pads.
Oh yeah,
I heard about that.
They basically feel like menthol on your lips.
Oh my god!
Not the top.
Not sure
ones.
If I'm ready for that. Seasonally appropriate, I guess.
I do want to voice a couple complaints about A Merry Little Meet Cute.
Yeah, let's hear
send
it.
Send really it, Kelsey. Send it.
I gave it 3.5 stars. I said all
give
the good stuff. Complaint number
stuff they're stalking.
One that's most important, I think, is it had really bad representation of bipolar disorder. Like, it just has a character and it doesn't treat it right and it's not good. Basically, the guy's Nolan, his mom, can't work because she's bipolar, and that's just a really shitty way to talk about mental health and true.
Ew.
So, like, we don't like that. We're going to put that out there that we don't like it. Less fun complaint is that there's this whole bit about the lead character B packing a suitcase full of sex toys, and yet they don't use a single one the entire book.
Lame.
Like, what's the point?
Wait, that's like anti-literature. Yeah. Isn't that like called like a plant? Like, if you're going to write about it, you got to use it.
It's like the same thing. Like, I'll read a book and they'll bring up anal, but then they won't do anal. And I'm like, then why'd you talk about it? Like, are you scared?
Like, at least there's authors who will be like, they just got dropped into this mystical land. How are they going to use the toilet? And then, like, two chapters later, I'm thinking of, like, Katie Robert. Like, two chapters later, it's like, this is, oh, crap, how am I going to use the toilet? It's like, drop the hint, then give it to me later.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me the, don't edge me like that. A suitcase full of sex toys and not use them. Yeah. So, Mary... I do think you'd really like it. I think it's a really good book. It's great. It's like a fun Christmas book. I still gave it, 3.5 stars. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but just
with some stipulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
I would just like to say we have been on the phone now for 40 minutes.
Amazing.
Why have we not talked about The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by our Lord and Savior, Allie Carter?
This is our Gallagher girl. I haven't read her.
Yeah, you need
book.
To tell us
Will
about
tell
it.
Us about it.
So Allie Carter wrote the Gallagher Girls series, which if you have met the three of us, this iconic behavior for
that's
us.
Why we're it's,
I tell you I'd love you, but then I'd have to kill you series, which you probably read when you were like in seventh and eighth grade or even in high school. And then I think it kind of bonded us all and we ended up all reading them again, like in the last year. And we're just all completely obsessed with them. But
deeply.
Allie Carter has kind of moved on to writing like adult books, and not necessarily adult books as in like explicit, but just more adult content.
Adult characters.
Yeah. And she just came out with The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year. It just came out in like September 24th to be exact. Thank you, Google. Ooh. And it's a holiday themed mystery. And it's romance. It's like there's humor. There's a murder mystery. It's like Knives Out, but it's holiday. It's so well done. I read it in like a day and a half.
I love
it. It's just like really, really witty.
Is the main character similar to Cam at all?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what do I read first? This or Lovelight Farms?
This, yeah, you have easily. To pick one. Read this because really? Lovelight Farms is a... So then I'll segue and I'll tell you about my other book that I'm going to recommend until I die is The Lovelight Farms is a series. Lovelight Farms has, I think, 4 books now. And the newest one just came out, Business Casual, like only a couple months ago, too. Once you read the first one, you're going to want to keep going because the characters are going to pull you in so much. And B.K. Borisov does such a good job of making it so that it's an intertwined series of all of the different characters, but you don't get too much of the other characters because I think that sometimes my big beef with romance books, especially small town when they're interconnected, is that by the time you're ending one book, you already know the couple for the second book. The couple in the second book has kind of been established in the first one. And I feel like B.K. Borisov does such a good job in the first one of like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does such a great job of kind of planting seeds without you knowing too much. And Lovelight Farms has like the Christmas tree farm angle. And it's a little bit more cozy, if you will. Like it's a turn on your little fireplace aesthetic and get under your blanket. Cute. But Most Wonderful Crime of the Year was like, I bought it. Or I think I did KU where I bought a Kindle copy. And like while I was reading it, I bought a physical copy because I wanted it on my bookshelf. Like I loved it that much.
I love that.
Okay. That's good. I love a trophy. I love a book trophy.
I know.
One more question like about Ally Carter, though. One more question about that.
Yeah.
The love interest. Did he stack up for our girl? Like, to be like,
you know what? I liked this book because I think it was untraditional for a holiday book to have the bit of like a murder mystery angle to it. But it had this like kind of like Rivals to Lovers angle of it, which I think if you know me, I love yeah, Rivals to Lovers. Like, I was going to say, like, I love like,
because you get the
Harry
banter
Potter and Hermione. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I love the banter of it and like Divine Rivals. So I think that it stacked up in the way that they had the banter and the, I know that they want to love each other, but they don't want to love each other, but they really do. Mm-hmm. And one of them likes each other, kind of like one of them is secretly in love. So I don't know. I just think that overall, I would love you both to read this because I'm so curious about your thoughts.
Yeah. That
sounds
so cute.
You convinced me.
I'm sold. Done. Easy.
And baddies out there, you should read it too. We'll do it together.
Read it and call me.
And then we're also all going to reread The Holidays because I forgot what it was about and I need to read it again.
And we'll meet same time next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
Mary will finish it.
No, because this is coming out on Christmas.
I know.
Yeah, so we'll
coming
all read it
Christmas.
Together. It's coming on Christmas. Speaking of coming on Christmas. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, speaking of coming,
But I have a book trophy for another holiday romance book that I love. It's Sapphic. It's Kiss Her Once for Me by Allison Cochran. It is so fucking cute and good. It's full of so much representation. It's a hot butch lesbian love interest, a ton of trans characters, a non-binary bestie. One of the other leads is a neurotic bisexual, which very relatable,
this.
Honestly. It was really cute and funny. And it was like very festive and just a good holiday book. I didn't love one of the main characters for personal reasons, but it was a delightful. I think I just like saw too much of myself in her. And I was like no. She's just like a perfectionist, feeler of failure, like whiny baby. And I'm like, oops.
You're not a whiny baby.
But also, Kelsey, I have creeped your Goodreads and I feel like this is one of them where I've seen it on a couple of your shelves on Goodreads and like I instantly marked it want to read and I really want to make sure I read this one.
It's a good Christmas book and I think it goes into the new year a little bit. I can't remember because I sometimes feel like if it's some holiday books will be Christmas and New Year's and I love those because then I feel like I can read them after
like
Christmas.
Transitional.
Like still feels. Yeah. Feels timely. I can't remember if I'm making that up or not. If this goes to the
imagine
years,
it doesn't.
But I think it does more than just Christmas. I'm like just lying. I'm just pulling out my ass. Yeah. But I think it's a really good.
You love
it's a,
it out
it's
of your
just
ass.
A good queer holiday rom com. I do love it in my ass. All the things. So, but I think speaking of butts, I think we need to talk about
Tessa Bailey.
I promise this transition makes sense. We need to talk about Tessa Bailey.
No, it does.
I'm saying that.
Yes.
Wait, she's obsessed
is there,
with she's
yes.
obsessed with butts in all of her Christmas books.
Yes,
it's a
okay.
thing.
Wait,
house
really?
Shopping, wreck,
yes,
the
wreck the
halls. Please, Mary, talk about Wreck the Halls.
Okay, so this is my first official holiday rom com, and I'm actually not even done with it yet. I've been enjoying it. I don't know, and I want to know this about her other holiday ones. Is it really a holiday rom-com, or does she just happen to smell like cinnamon all the time, and it just is during Christmas?
So, you know, I haven't read Wreck the Halls, so I like don't know. I will say I think Tessa Bailey really leans into the cheesy, like she just goes full send on Christmas. Like, I think that bitch just loves Christmas. And
I'm not getting that, because there's not a whole lot of like, I don't know, wrapping the presents, decorating.
Is it giving? I was gonna say, like, is it cutesy Christmas, or is it like it happens to be Christmas?
It's like a lot of like family trauma during Christmas time.
Oh God, no.
Well, not like, because I mean,
you need to read some books that I give you.
Maybe trauma is like the wrong word, but I mean, it's two kids of rock stars, right? And they are set with the task of reuniting the rock stars, because one of the kids needs the money to like pay off the blackmailer that's going to like try to take down his family. And the other one has a horrible relationship with her mother, and she wants to be financially like independent. So she's okay to do the deals, try to get them back together. But then it's just like her coming to terms with the fact that her mom like doesn't really love her. And this other guy having like some very interesting ways of coping with the fact that he feels like too privileged. And like, woe is me.
This
about
feels
it.
Like it has too much of a plot for a Christmas book.
Well, and okay, there's Santa was there, Christmas. But he got in
oh
a fight.
Oh my God, what?
Santa was there, but he got in a fight with the main character.
Was he a hot Santa? Okay.
No, he was a hippie Santa. No, not a hippie Santa. The neighbors to the hippies.
Okay, I haven't read this, but this is really interesting because Tessa Bailey wrote Window Shopping. I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
I have read. That is one where he works in retail. He works at like a department store, and he's obsessed with Christmas and like gift giving and like wrapping presents, and he wears little like Christmas themed ties.
Cute.
And it was just so fucking Christmas. It was fine. Yeah. I actually put it in. I put it in my list of holiday books Kelsey hates. I didn't like it. Didn't like it. I feel like Tessa Bailey is a toss-up. There are some of her books that I fucking love, and there's some that I think either she's not publishing with the same publisher, she's self-publishing, or she just like doesn't have the same editor. I don't know what the magic spark is, because some of her books are like so damn good. Like her Fangirl Down was really fun. I love her, like, what is the one with the sailor?
A little bit of Allie Hazelwood vibes. Yeah. like a little bit of Allie Hazelwood. It's almost like the publishing industry is making them crank out too many at once.
Yeah.
So some of them are really good and some of them are really bad. Mm-hmm. I will say they just had this whole, like, there's five authors, I think, or four authors, and it's like it's an Amazon exclusive. It's Kindle Unlimited, and then it's Audible Originals. And one of the books is Allie Hazelwood, and I did not finish it. I read the first 30 or 40 pages, and I was like, oh my God, this feels like someone wrote this because they were under a deadline, and it was like, it felt like a seventh grader wrote it. And I just like, I don't even remember the name of it because I couldn't do it. Hold on. I'm going to have to find it.
Well, you're talking about the Christmas series, right? Because there's a Christmas series out. Is it not even on Goodreads? I'm like trying to find
it. It's called Cruel Winter With You.
Cruel Winter With You.
Because I was going to read those. Oh, it's the Under the Mistletoe.
Yeah. And it's like most of Allie Hazelwood's books are four or fives on Goodreads. Like, people love her. It's like average rating for most of her stuff is 4 stars, 5 stars. And this is just getting torn apart. Like, it's just.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's newer, it's not, you said? Good reviews.
It brand new came out.
Under the Mistletoe collection. Yeah.
Wow.
It's Allie Hazelwood, Tessa Bailey, Olivia Dade, who I love, Alexandra Bellaflor, Alexis Daria, who, there are 5 books in this series where everyone wrote a novella. So, like, keep in mind, like, I judge novellas by a different, but it does seem
like a grab.
Seem like things have not been getting great rating. That's a bummer.
I think, like, okay, here's a review, and I think that this is such a good representation of like how I felt about it too. Is there's one cute scene, that's why I've rated this a 2. Usually when I read Allie Hazelwood books, I enjoy them so much, but that feeling wasn't there. I think sometimes that short stories aren't for her. Also, this was not published in December. I will never understand why they thought of that. And I think that's such a good point. And like, that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But like, maybe if it would have been a full book, she would not have had to cram so much into so little. But like, it was I don't know. I'd be curious to have someone else read it and just tell me what you think.
Yeah. No, I will. Because did you read the Love to Love You set?
Yes.
Of like the three? Because I think Allie Hazelwood can do a novella.
Agreed.
Like, I think she can.
So that's weird. I wonder.
And those weren't my favorite that she's written, but like they were good. But this was just like in the first 30 pages, I was like, I have to get out of here. It was like, no.
I gotta get out of here.
I gotta get out of here.
I sound very critical of Allie Hazelwood and Allie Hazelwood's publishing journey. And obviously, like, I read everything Allie Hazelwood writes. And I think that
she's an extremely talented author. You know your shit exactly. when it comes to her.
Yeah. But I think that when it comes to reading a book and in the first 30 pages, my first instinct is
to not read it anymore.
I don't want to be here saying something. Yeah.
Or like my Goodreads review is literally, I'm begging you to take a break, because I think it just reads like someone said, this is in your contract. You got to do it. Can you sit down at Starbucks and write it? And it's like, if she would have had a year or two to write it, I think it would have been a great book. It just tries to cram a bunch in and lacks a little bit of editing, in my opinion.
Well, and we've talked about this separately, not really on the podcast, but as like a friend group before, about the recent trend in publishing cycles being condensed immensely, and that people are pumping out books once a year, twice a year. Like, things are just getting published much faster because like, and how there's like, that is almost a disservice or a detriment to the quality of the books that we are getting, or and or the expectations from publishers for things to be made faster. Whereas I think authors who have the luxury of sitting down and taking time and like going through multiple multiple edit rounds.
Rebecca Yarros, we're looking at you.
2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yes. Like, she's a prime example of, like, that too book much. Came out way too fucking fast. Mm-hmm. And it, like, it needed another... But it was just like, oh, it's hot and it's trendy and people on BookTok want it, so, like, just get it out there. And I feel like it's going to be very interesting watching how some of our favorite authors grapple with capitalism and this rushed production cycle.
Look at us getting deep on the holidays. Talking about capitalism.
Chatty, and we're talking about just jingle balls and nutcracking, y'all.
Yeah. Also,
I was going to say, too, the other thing that's interesting is, like, when you read reviews of books, and, like, I tend to be heavily influenced by books, by reviews on books, which kind of sucks because I think there's a lot of books I would like, but I'm like, oh, well, that book has this amount of reviews from people I know, so I won't read it. Mm-hmm. The Allie Hazel one, there are multiple reviews say it's criminal how Allie gets away with publishing the same book over and over and over again. Yeah. He's tall and rich and she's a doormat people pleaser with no self-esteem. He's in love with her since she was born and there's a big pointless miscommunication before them. He's too big and she's so little. There's an insane reason to carry out the forced proximity trope. So, like, the other thing is along the lines, like, isn't it okay for an author to take a break and say, no, I'm not going to write a holiday romance or holiday novella so that I can, like, refresh my creative energy, like, have a minute to think about other stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what she's doing. I just know she's pumping out a ton of stuff. She did that Audible exclusive. She's got the Deep End book, like, this holiday book.
There's, like, three more coming.
I know. And I think the thing that's frustrating, like a bummer for me, is like I loved Bride was such a fucking good book, and it was like, it felt like it broke that tropey kind of structure. Yeah. And Love Theoretically, I also fucking loved. I felt like that was like still sort of the same vibes as what she's done, but was different enough. And like Check and Mate, same thing, that was a YA book. Those three felt like they were pushing outside of, like, you know, Love Hypothesis, Love on the Brain, every single Love to Love You novella was like the same story. But then Not in Love came out and that's the same shit. It feels like a regression instead of growth. And I don't know, maybe she's just like, I want to make fucking money and like, good for her, fine. That just means that we get to be critical of it. Mm-hmm. But I think still going to read everything.
Maybe what I'd be curious to know is, are there authors that you love that you wish had a holiday book, or like you wish had a holiday?
Ooh,
so yes. Like, for me, I wish that I had like an Olivia Blake or an ML Rio, like Dark Academia during the holiday season, or like even Leigh Bardugo. Like, I would love a Ninth House-esque Dark Academia at Yale over the holidays. Like, who are your authors you'd be like, damn, I wish you had a holiday book? And you cannot say Sarah J. Maas, because A Court of Frost and Starlight technically counts.
Yeah, that is one. No, I feel like this is the equally obvious answer, but I mean, Emily Henry would just like slay a Christmas book.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and it would be raw and beautiful and about friendship and family and making new traditions and all the
that would be so
things.
Good.
Yeah. And I would love it.
Okay.
But also, JLA, I feel like in her prime pre-Poppy Goes Crazy era, Having a Christmas solstice book with her would have been sweet.
Don't what you think? Was the so author, good. Mary?
Jennifer Armentrout.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
This is a great question. And I love that you asked it because I just found out the person. So the person I want to write a Christmas book is Sarah Kate. She's one of my favorite erotica authors. Her shit is so fucking good. And she has. She has written one.
No way.
One.
Your wish came true. A Christmas miracle.
I know. That was so fast. And it's only 100 pages. It's called The Naughty List.
Well, and I know what you're doing tonight.
Seriously. I know, right?
She has 42 books.
Sarah Kate?
Oh, no, wait. Just kidding. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Can someone have the 42 books?
Just 30 books. Sarah Kate has 30 books.
That's well, now we have an Allie Carter holiday book, too.
Yeah.
There's a couple other authors too, like Elsie Silver. Like, I would love Elsie Silver to write me a little cowboy romance, small town. Mm-hmm. This is very oddly specific. I'm so sorry. Like, I would love it. Her to write something like perfect. That just feels so perfectly cozy and holiday. And there's a couple other just like random authors like that where it's like, if they write it, I'll read it. Lynn Painter is another one I love. I think she does such a great job of taking YA and coming to age stories. And so I'd love to see how she approaches like child of divorce, maybe holiday stories or something, because I think that that's just so much. And then I feel like there's just like so many books. I mean,
I know that Icebreaker like isn't a Christmas book, but because of the setting and everything, I feel like it's wintry vibes. And their little time at the cabin when she, or their really rich, fancy house, actually, where she like fell through the ice. Didn't love that part, but the part where they were like the really sweet, sentimental gifts that he got her. And he was like, wasn't it like an iPad or something? It was very thoughtful, which an iPad's typically, you know, just like, it's just an iPad. But it was so sweet. I loved that scene.
Addie, I know you, Mary, can't remember if you've read this yet. The Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Yes.
Car of All series, Stephanie Garber. I would love to read a Christmas book by her. I just love her writing. I just read Finale recently. I just love what she does, and I feel like I would eat up a Christmas book by her, which I don't think she ever would write one, and that's why I want it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple others too. Like,
how have I not read this series? This looks really good.
You need to. I'm surprised you haven't. It's like made for you, Mary. Every time I read one of them, I text you and I'm like, this book is made for you.
Yeah.
Like, I think Julie Soto, who was originally a Draco Hermione author, like fan fiction writer, who is now a traditionally published author, like, she would kill it. Meg Schaefer, who has written like The Wishing Game. And then I think she just had one more, The Lost Story just came out. And I think that Meg could do a really great job of kind of making it whimsical and fairy-like and bringing in a little bit of like Alice in Wonderland-esque. But I think like the other one who probably would do it so well is, and I don't know if you guys read The 7-Year Slip by Ashley Poston.
I did read that.
I think that she could write something that feels so organic about the holiday season, and maybe like going back to somewhere where like your family and your loved ones are and the memories and things, and make it like a little bit more on the savvy sentimental side.
Yeah.
And like, I'm a huge romance reader, and I think that like she could do it so well. I think the person who probably has written one that I probably also don't know about is Rainbow Rowell, who wrote like Eleanor and Park.
Oh, I haven't read that.
Oh my gosh. Fangirl. What are the other ones that you probably know? Like all of the books there. She's a YA writer mainly. And I would love her to write something YA. Like YA holiday Christmas time.
YA
or
Christmas.
Like Heartbreaker would be really, like Heartstopper, I mean. Sorry, not Heartbreaker. Would be so good. Like there's so many options.
Damn.
I'm into it.
I have a list. Put me on my little soapbox.
I'm like, so making good. The scenes and in the little tidbits that we do get with the authors.
Please hire us.
Like truly. I know you said no Sarah DeMoss, but of course, Court of Frost and Starlight is my holiday tradition.
Mary, if you had to put like another couple as the holiday romance or like holiday book from the SJM Mossiverse, who would it be?
Oh, like instead of Farrah and Reese?
Like, yeah, instead of like Farrah and Reese.
Honestly,
it can be canon or it can be
like, Sam and Rowan. Sorry, not Sam and Rowan. That would be adorable though. Rowan and Aelin. Because I feel like up in like basically Norway or wherever they are, it's like so lush and green and snowy, and there's like a white freaking deer. I mean, it's giving solstice.
Yeah. Wow. So true.
So
I want to see Dorian and Manon.
Oh my god, yes. But couldn't you also see Aelin just for the day by, doing like the Kirsten braids with the will
1000%
candle wreath?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can't talk about holiday romances without talking about our favorite American Girl doll, Kirsten.
I know. It's yeah, like, obviously. I have so many. I think I could talk about this for like 10 years because now I'm just like thinking about my entire bookshelf and all of the different, like now I'm like, I'm going to hop on AO3 and see what holiday romances I can dig myself into.
Oh, remember we're reading Holidays and what was the other one?
Just to remind me in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and perfect. The most wonderful crime of
yes,
the year.
I literally am begging anybody who is, if you are still listening to me talk, if you're still listening to us talk, please read Ally Carter's book. A-L-L-Y Carter.
And then the book that I promised myself last year that I would read this year is called Tangled in Tinsel by Helena Pucci. It's a reverse harem, like Christmas elves book.
Oh my God.
Kelsey, I need a review of this immediately.
I don't even know. That's not even a Hallmark. That's just like,
oh my God, the series is called The More the Merrier.
Oh my God. You know what? Okay. I feel that way. The More the Merrier.
I want to read that. Yeah.
It's like, wait, so it's Why Choose, but with elves?
Yeah. So it's okay. Let me just read the description to you.
Let's hear it.
Imagine being snowed in with four hot, successful men.
Oh, are they not actually? Oh, they are. They are. Oh. I think they are.
Are they like?
They're not. I don't know. Maybe I know it wrong.
Do they have pointy ears?
Yes. They've all played the hero in too many of your naughtiest dreams. Problem is, you work for them, and that makes them off limits. Except now they're looking at you like you're Santa's cookies, and they definitely want to take a bite. Talk about making you reconsider your life choices. These four are aiming for Santa's naughty list, and I'm pretty sure I'm getting Jace, Reed, Alec, and Cole for Christmas. I might have started as a decorating job, but it ended tangled in tinsel.
Oh my God.
Are they not actually about elves? I thought they were about elves. No, it's not about elves. I'm a liar.
I would read an elf romance.
Hardworking and creative, like elves.
Like Lord of the Rings, but I guess. Christmas.
I think someone sold it to me as like, it's you and all the Santa's elves, but it's not. It's just you and four hot men. That's fine.
Own imagination. Chase your bliss, right?
That's true. They're
if you
want to
give them pointy ears, Christmas give them party. Pointy ears.
I'm still reading it.
Yeah, as you should. As you should. Well, one last thing. Tessa Bailey and butts, though. What is the deal with that? It was bubble butts. It was the dimple under her butt.
Yeah, we
it
never
was...
talked about her butts.
Yes. Can we give one more wraparound on that?
I don't know why she's so into butts. Like, I don't know what the
Christmas
butt
is. Can I clarify? Is it like people staring at butts or like butt stuff?
Yes, literally in the first scene almost, second scene, it was like the main character, which by the way, the main character's names are Beet and Melody.
No.
Yeah. Beet, like the vegetable?
Like the drum beat.
DNF.
No, I'm almost done. I can't let my first Christmas read turn into a DNF. That is not the reason for the season. That is not the spirit of the holidays at all. I gotta finish this. Oh, gotta God. See it through.
I don't.
But anyway, she's playing bocce ball and she's like leaning over and she's like, is everyone staring at my butt? I feel like everyone's staring at my butt. I stare at everybody else's butt. So why should I be ashamed? But I think people are looking at my butt. Like in the first 30
so
pages.
So Tessa Bailey definitely has closeted butt trauma or
well,
also.
I guess so.
I do. Butts, like loving men's butts was really popular in book talk like 2 years ago. And I think that absolutely fed it. Like, and I love Tessa Bailey on TikTok so much. I don't love all of her books, but I love that woman. And I love
Yeah,
her
that's
content.
So true.
And she did a lot of content around butts. And I think she also writes a lot of books based on like her listener, like her fans, like advice
Request,
and feedback.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. People were like, Tessa Bailey, she made some joke about like a comedy Why Choose book. And people are like, this is funny. Keep doing
this. Oh, I remember this.
They're like,
yes.
Can you please write this book? And she's like, you know what? I will. So I
think, you know
like,
what? Yes.
I will.
Bet.
Regardless of how I feel about all of her books, like she is an author for the people by the people. And she,
she's
like,
the people's author.
For the people by
she
the
is.
People. Holiday
so,
books.
I think the butt stuff was just a big trend. And she listened and she delivered. Because people were like, we want more boys with butts. And she was like, okay. And then I guess that book was like, girls with butts too.
Girls have butts too. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that this episode really should just be titled Holiday Books and Butt Stuff.
Pounded in the Butt by Christmas.
Yes.
Not by Chuck Tingle, by the baddies.
It's not Jingle Bells, it's Jingle Butts.
Nutcracking, Pounded in the Butt by the Nutcracker. I don't know.
Crack nuts like and butt stuff.
Is that enough circling? Is that circled so much that it's round
I
like a butt?
It's yeah, exactly. It's juicy and peachy, which is his nickname for her, Peach, which I also think is a butt joke.
I could never eat a peach again. Peaches, no. Also, all I can think about is Call Me By Your Name. But we're not going to talk about that right now because we're talking about holiday books. But it's the holiday season, and we got to think about what... Are you guys eating your... Just in case you guys are not visually watching what's happening right now, these two are sucking on their microphones, and Kelsey's going to swallow, and Mary's going to spit.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's it. We're the three hosts of Christmas.
Did you just hear those nuts cracking?
Are you trying to transition into what I think you're trying to transition into?
I just want to know what to give you for the holidays. What to give you for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
What the fuck do you want? What do you want? I want to be tangled in tinsel.
Yeah. And not just us, but the readers out there. What should we all buy for Christmas?
Yeah, what are some reading, some bookish gifts?
I think the number one thing that I would recommend is a book light because it's great for when you drop an earring on the ground on a plane and you have to find it because that happened to me yesterday and
there's
my book light came in
handy.
There's nothing worse than that. I know. It was perfect. God. But a book light is great also so that you don't have to turn off the overhead light and then everybody on the plane is trying to sleep and then you're the one who turned the overhead light on because you're reading.
Mm. I'm going to be honest. I have plain shyness about most things except for that. I will hold my pee for 4 hours and to not the other person to get up. But I will turn on the overhead light.
I'm too nervous to turn the overhead light on. But I think that that's probably my number one. And then my number two is I love my weighted stuffed animal that I have from Target. He's a polar bear. Ooh. Because I like him as a shelf for my Kindle because I can like kind of lean him off against stuff and he stays there. I think there's probably better ways to do it. But a weighted stuffy is like the perfect spot to like
that's
rest
cute.
Your Kindle against.
I love that.
That's
actually,
really
they sell some corduroy pyramid pillows on Etsy, $24.99. And it will hold your book and the page open. And it's really cute. So highly recommend.
All right. I have so many gift ideas because I'm just going to list off all the stuff that my partner has gotten for me that's book themed.
I'll just write them down.
He's giving me so much stuff. First thing first, if you read Kindles, if you read on your Kindle, it Kindles
stands. Do you wear wigs?
And a clicker. If you Kindle Kindle or ebook read.
Do you wear wigs?
If you do the ebook. Do you want to wear wigs? Will you ever wear wigs?
Will you ever wear wigs?
Get a Kindle stand. Get an arm and a stand and get a remote. I like to be tucked snug as a bug under a blanket. I lay down. I don't move my hands. I just click my little clicker. I'm like a dead little zombie reading my book.
You are truly a grandparent from Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, I am one of the grandparents. That's literally what it is. It's the best. I got my little fire crackling in the background. It's perfect.
Wait, can I just ask a clarifying question?
Yes. Yes.
Do your hands really stay still?
Yeah, I was wondering that too, but I'm glad that Abby asked.
I call it left-handed reading. That's not a surprise. It frees you up for more hands. I can do no-handed reading.
True.
I can do
fair point.
No-handed reading. Perfect.
We have the technology.
I don't only read smut, to be clear.
We know this.
I know. You've actually recommended some of the best fantasy
some
books
I've
ever read.
Excellent books.
No. But I do love to recommend smut too.
Yes and.
Okay, next gift is I got this adorable knitted Kindle case.
Ooh.
It's from Etsy. It's shaped like a letter and it has like a little heart on it.
Wait, that's adorable.
It's the cutest Kindle cover. I'm fucking obsessed with it. There are so many of them on Etsy. There's so many people who like make them. If you can knit or crochet yourself, it's a super easy gift to make for someone too.
What size is your Kindle again? Just kidding.
I know. Yeah, right? Like it's such a cute gift. I love making bookmarks for friends. That's a good, like, simple little gift.
Have you
my
seen those?
One of my favorite.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The bookshelf alleys where you can like either make them.
Yes. Those are so cute.
Like I want one of those so bad. Like,
yes.
With like, I don't know if I want like a Harry Potter one or if I want like one where it's like kind of like Tavern Alley or in an Enchanted Forest. But I feel like those are so cute. And it's not something you could ever justify buying for yourself. But if someone gave it to you.
Yeah.
Immediate best.
Yeah, I have one I need to build that was a Christmas gift from a friend a few years ago. And I just haven't built it yet.
You give the gift and then you give for the time of like a date where you build it together. So that way it actually gets built.
Aww, yes, the cutest. One of my other favorite book gifts that I highly recommend is 1 year for my birthday, Travis got me a book-shaped locket and he printed my favorite book boyfriend and put
it in a
locket.
It's
that so
Castiel
cute.
From Blood and Ash.
Wait, that's
and
amazing.
So I wear my little
I wear my little, it's my favorite fan art of him too. And he like knows it's my favorite fan art.
That's
and
awesome.
So I wear my little book boyfriend book necklace.
Wait, that's so sweet. So, I also think that like,
yeah,
the other thing that's kind of easy to send to people that's like, if you're looking for something like a little bit more affordable is stickers. Like, I feel like every bookstore I've ever gone to, every romance bookstore or every bitch
loves a sticker.
There's so many cute stickers right now. And I feel like stickers are something where you can like put it on your laptop, put it on the back of your Kindle. And like, this is maybe a hot debate, but I put stuff in the inside of my Kindle case, but I don't unpeel the stickers
so that
I can change them out. Yeah.
I do a tiny little bit of tape.
Yeah,
to hold it
exactly.
Down.
So like, you could do that.
Yeah.
And you can put them on your water bottle if you're an Owala girly, or you love your Yeti, or you love your Stanley. It's like, stickers can go anywhere. Or also,
I have one of the Pope holding up A Court of Mist and Fury, and I think any person would love that one. So buy them that.
The other thing too is like those little, I don't think they're enamel, but they're the keychains that are kind of longer. They look like old hotel keychains. I can't remember what they're called. They have a name, but like, I have one on my thing that says, I think maybe Tiff gave it to me, or maybe
Kelsey. Yeah, I said I'd rather be reading.
And I keep it on so my cute. Keys. Such and like, that's such a fun thing.
Yeah.
I also have a bookmark in the back of my Kindle that says, oh my God, what does it actually say?
Like off tampon. Mine
says like, Tamlin, stop being a little shit.
Tamlin, and I think like stupid that's bitch or something.
Yeah, that's it. It's like,
I think
so
it is
funny.
Tamlin, you stupid bitch. Yeah.
But it's like so fun to have really stuff like sweet. That, like little designs for the back of your Kindle, or stickers to put on your water bottle that are like, so, like little subliminal messages.
I just have the Aristocats.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is amazing. The other thing too that I have seen, I sent one to Mary today. There's a brand. There's some brands that do like,
yes. Oh, Lost Bros. I love Lost Bros.
Yeah, like Disney, there's a Disney brand that, or like a Disney clothing merchandiser that just did like an SJM Fireheart with the Disney castle on it. It's like officially licensed. Or like, there's other bookish merch that does like, there's somebody who does pajamas that I'm super obsessed with.
No way. I want pajamas. Oh, that's a good idea. Cozy pajamas.
One of my favorite bookish merch makers is House of Jupiter. She
Sarah
DeMoss. She has the cutest A Court of Frost and Starlight sweatshirt right now.
She's
got like a soup. Yeah, it's like a Christmas cabin in the woods.
Wait,
just
why didn't you tell me this? Oh my
God, probably
that
sent
is
it
so
on the
cute.
TikTok that has
like
known.
Made for you.
And then the
she
other
just
thing
the
too,
cutest stuff
that I feel like I know one of my friends had this a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago. She made bookish candles, and I think like Enemies to Lovers candle. She had a Malfoy Manor candle that I was super obsessed with. Summer Romance. Like, those are really fun gifts, too, if you can find, like, a candle that has some sort of vibe. Because, like, some people are just candle people, or, like, I don't know. I think there's so many, or coffee mugs, I think, or wine glasses. There's just, like, so many gifts. I could talk about this forever.
Oh, my God. Tiff has mentioned a candle brand that does book candles.
Yes.
And I forget what it's called. Oh, it's Frostbeard Studio. Frostbeard does a ton of book candles. It's literally, that's the whole thing. Book lover soy candles. That's like what?
Yeah, there's so many.
So cute.
Well, we'll drop our affiliate links. We'll make 30% on all of them.
We should really get on that. I'm like, I really should have just, I'm going to just export this clip of the podcast and be like, here's what I want for Christmas.
Just text me your credit card number and I will get you what you want and me a few things.
And one for me. Honestly, for seriously, good stocking stuffers for the readers in your life, most of them.
Oh, yeah.
I love.
Love the bookish things.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Enjoy.
Happy Toyota-thon. Happy Honda days.
Happy Toyota-thon.
We are a Toyota-thon
Merry Chrysler.
Family.
Merry Chrysler.
Crisis.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Queer.
I don't know.
Queer year.
All right, baddies, read some holiday books. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And we hope you have a great holiday.
A Merry Christmas to you all.
And to all a good night.
To all a good night.
And don't forget to leave a nightlight on because I'm scared of the dark. And when I come and get your milk and cookies, I will be scared if it's really dark.
All right. Well, thanks, of course, to our podcast, Daddy Cross of Words and Whiskey, for helping us keep on track and sounding as pretty as we look.
He wasn't here.
During the holiday show. No thanks, of course, to our podcast daddy, because he couldn't be bothered to show up this Christmas. Classic. Also, check out all our links in the show notes. You can find our schedule, Patreon, previous episodes, and all the important socials all in one convenient spot. Remember, hotties and ho-ho-hos can read whatever they want. So chase your bliss, baby baddies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.